Today, we bid farewell and good luck to the graduating class of 2002, and in particular to graduates at Roosevelt High in Seattle, Washington. All year, we've brought you stories of life at Roosevelt. It's all been building up to graduation.
Depending on where you're sitting, a high school graduation ceremony can be either an emotional, life-changing event or a long list of names to be endured. At large schools like Roosevelt, it becomes difficult to give the right amount of pomp and circumstance to 420 seniors and still finish in time for lunch. NPR's Robert Smith has his last dispatch from the school.
A few weeks before graduation day, the Roosevelt senior class officers are obsessed with another end of the school year tradition, the school musical.
Me and my girls, meant for each other, sent for each other and liking it so.
The ensemble is practicing their final song and curtain calls. The tiny blonde girl, fourth from the left, is Annie Montgomery, the senior class president. All this practicing means she hasn't had a chance to write her graduation speech, the last official words the class of 2002 will hear. In an attempt to save time at graduation, the school has done away with the traditional keynote speech by a quasi-famous local personality, and that's fine with the seniors.
It's like someone who doesn't know you coming up there and trying to tell you about how life is, and to me, it's not as much meaning as seeing someone that you've known saying something that makes you feel good about what you've done the past 4 years and makes you feel good about what you're going to be doing next.
So Annie's going to do the speech, and it seems like the perfect choice. She's popular, she has a dramatic flair, and unlike many of the other seniors here, she doesn't come off as cynical and ironic. She doesn't know exactly what she wants to say to her class, but she knows what she wants to avoid.
Last year, I went to graduation and they didn't really get it. The president wasn't very clear. She's like, okay, you've graduated, you can stand up now. So I want to make sure that whatever I do, this, I have a strong ending that people understand, okay, we're graduated now.
Annie has set a high goal for the speech, to take a class of 420 seniors, many of whom don't even know each other, and bring them together for just a moment.
Row 17, you can stand up, get ready. When the last person in row 18 goes out, follow them.
The next week, the senior class advisor, Danny Rock, was trying to herd a couple hundred students around Seattle's baseball stadium, Safeco Field, for graduation practice. Holding commencement here is a new thing for Roosevelt. There are simply too many students and family to pack into the school's auditorium. The only drawback is that just about every other large high school in Seattle is also using the stadium. After Roosevelt graduates, three other ceremonies are planned for later that day. The cool thing is that the class gets to emerge from the tunnel like sports stars.
When you enter the tunnel, think of it as the birth canal for high school. You're about ready to go into the real world.
The logistical maneuvering seems to work smoothly. Layla Castu, who will be narrating, practices the more difficult names.
Yared Girma Ayeli.
How do you say that? Yared, how do you say your middle and last name?
And all that's left is for everyone to pick up their caps and gowns, which starts a small riot.
There's not a line, there's a mass of people. Back up.
A crowd presses up against the table with all the caps and gowns. Pinned behind it is senior class president Annie Montgomery.
It's just complete chaos.
Annie didn't have to give her speech today, which is a good thing because it's not totally finished. She says she scrawled notes all over the house with themes and phrases for the address. The tough part still is crafting something that speaks to everyone. Two of her classmates, Nora First and Shanna Pierce, have a few ideas. Well, they have a lot of ideas.
Oh, I want to hear something incredibly moving and special.
I want to hear something funny that I can really, you know, laugh at, and it'll warm my heart.
That will change my life forever.
I want to hear something inspiring.
I want to hear something that will send me off to a grand new horizon.
I want to hear something kind of goofy.
This graduation ceremony is a celebration of our 4 years of hard work and marks the end of our high school journey.
It's not graduation day yet, but it's close. Annie's reading the speech to her parents in the living room.
I've just been getting feedback, changing some words.
Her parents, Al and Lorna Montgomery, went to Roosevelt High School in the 60s. Al stresses to Annie that she needs to make it more about the students. He's been having a hard time remembering what the adults told him back at his graduation.
I remember the vein of the speeches. Hurry up and take our place in society. We're counting on you. But the rest of it pretty much has faded from my memory.
This was before every dad brought a video camera to the ceremony. Annie says she's fully expecting to cry her eyes out as she speaks. And there's something else she has to worry about. Seattle's baseball stadium is built next to the rail yards, and the engines have a habit of blowing their whistles loud.
The train is going to come through three times. And I have to warn everyone, train comes through, just stop, smile, wait, and go.
It's graduation day at the ballpark. Roosevelt High is going first, so it's an early 10 a.m. when the graduating class starts to assemble. In years past, the Roosevelt graduation ceremony has been punctuated by some rowdy antics. But today, the seniors seem serious, or at least sleepy. Julie Brigham is almost sentimental.
I want to hear that we have control of our lives. We can do whatever we want, and we can succeed no matter what anybody tells us, that we have the power.
Sounds like a classic graduation speech.
Yeah, but it makes a difference when it's your own, I think.
And that's the hardest part to explain. To an outsider, today's graduation sounds just like any other. Except for the trains, which roar through during the national anthem, the musical number, and the president of the school board's speech.
We're excited about watching who you become in the future, and we couldn't be more proud of you. We love you very, very much.
Each graduate then gets their 4.2 seconds of glory. Please hold your applause.
Delisle Susan Merrill.
William Carlos Moore.
Tasha Jones.
And just when the seniors start getting restless and mugging for the Jumbotron video screen, Annie Montgomery steps to the podium. Despite any worries, her hands are steady and her eyes are dry.
A very old tradition of the graduation ceremony is the turn of the tassel from the right to the left side of our caps.
And then, for what is probably the first and last time, the entire senior class of Roosevelt High School does something at exactly the same time.
Starting with your tassel at the right side of your cap, please place your hand on the tassel and move it now to the left side of your cap. Yeah. Ladies and gentlemen, I present the Roosevelt High School graduating class of 2002.
Then their hats go flying up in 420 different directions. It's all over except for the hugging and the pictures. And in record time, too, 1 hour and 15 minutes, which is convenient since the seniors of Franklin High School are already assembling out front of the stadium for their turn. The Roosevelt class of 2002, now jubilant, heads for the back exit and into the street. Robert Smith, NPR News, Seattle.